Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each man teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying,
Oh, and the consequences of his blood be on us and on our children, is what they meant. But actually, without the Jews intending it, these words, in the light of the gospel, contain a blessing too. Christ's blood is on us and on our children. That is, in a good sense. His blood is on us and on our children in a saving sense. Just as the blood of the Passover lamb is on the doorposts of the houses of the Israelites prior to the Exodus, saving the occupants of each house from the destruction wrought by the Lord at that time. The benefits of Christ's blood are on us and on our children. The eternal salvation in heaven and the opportunity for goodness in our everyday lives, both of which Christ won for us by shedding his blood on the cross. These wonderful blessings are available to all people of all generations, including those Jews who meant something quite different when they cried out, His blood be on us and on our children. Peter says, You were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. Paul says, In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. John says, The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. All the Bible writers testify to the blessings that come to us through Christ's blood. His blood is on us and on our children, in the best sense of the phrase. That is the central truth of the Christian religion. And ironically, a frenzied, fanatical mind may have given voice to it on a Friday morning of long ago.